Besant under fire, Goldman's bearish China call and Burry's contrarian pivot. While Treasury Secretary Besant's Iran sanctions announcement dominates foreign policy coverage, his moves in currency and bond markets are drawing criticism from a separate direction entirely. Several economists and financial analysts are calling his coordinated interventions in yen markets and long-term Treasury bonds financial repression. A specific technical term describing the deliberate suppression of interest rates and currency values to reduce government debt burdens at the expense of savers and foreign creditors. Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari pushed back Sunday, saying Treasury markets are functioning well despite a yield surge and that rising long-term yields will not change the Fed's monetary policy approach. Financial repression has historical precedent. The United States and United Kingdom both kept interest rates artificially below inflation for years after World War Roman II to erode debt in real terms. If that is the conscious strategy now, it carries direct implications for every pension fund, insurance company, and foreign central bank holding long-dated U.S. government bonds. Naming it financial repression out loud amounts to an accusation that the government is transferring wealth from creditors to itself through monetary manipulation rather than transparent fiscal policy. Goldman Sachs revised its China GDP estimate to 4% growth for 2026, among the most bearish projections on Wall Street, following July data showing broad weakness across consumer spending, fixed investment, and the property sector. For China, which needs roughly 5 to 6% growth to absorb new labor market entrants and service its debt obligations, 4% represents genuine economic stress. Goldman's forecast is fueling bets that Beijing will cut interest rates and inject liquidity in an effort to approach its official growth targets. Investor Michael Burry, whose 2008 housing crisis short brought him widespread recognition, has shifted his position from Alibaba to JD.com, calling Alibaba overvalued and citing regulatory pressure from Beijing and the slowing Chinese consumer environment. JD.com trades at a significant discount to Alibaba's valuation multiples and has been expanding its third-party marketplace features. Burry's view appears to be that JD.com offers better risk-adjusted exposure to Chinese retail. S&P futures were trading around 7,696 with a gain of approximately 34 points, roughly 0.44%, as of Sunday evening, suggesting markets are pricing the Iran sanctions announcement as a net positive or at least not a destabilizing negative. Energy markets will be the key variable to watch Monday. If the sanctions language includes secondary restrictions targeting countries that buy Iranian oil, immediate reactions in crude futures and shipping rates are expected.